Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our topic this morning is confess and be strong. As we prepare to receive the Lord's sacrament this morning, let us meditate briefly on His Word as recorded in 1 John 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John faced his history, addresses himself to a false teaching prevalent in Asia Minor around Ephesus in the last decade of the first century. This adoration, in essence, attempted to base its hope not so much on the life and sacrificial death of Christ, but rather on a superior to due knowledge of Gnosis. The basic assumption was a distinct dualism between the physical and material, which is inherently evil, and the spiritual or mental, which is inherently good. On this assumption, some of the followers of that false teaching felt so secure in their supposed superior knowledge that they believed themselves an elite group, a sort of spiritual Christianity, above the demands of the law, especially that part of the law which concerns the conduct of their physical body. So in other words, this could be overlooked. Permissiveness became the rule of conduct. As I just said, their claim was, we have no sin. Yet, the singular sin, not that they had fewer faults as the Pharisees came in the temple, but they apparently denied that they were vulnerable at all to the demands of God's law. The judgment of our text is equally as judgmental. They were deceiving themselves, and the truth is not in them. John is saying that any claim of sinlessness or any feeling of security based on personal superiority, whether among the Gnostics of the first century or among Christians of the 20th century who pride themselves on spiritual experiences of censorship. All this is a mark of self-deception. God's word speaks forcefully to this point. In numerous passages of Scripture is most clear. All have sinned and come falling short of the glory of God. We are all as an unclean sinner. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Out of our hearts proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy. There is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. In the face of these eminently clear words of Scripture, dare any of us as we approach the Lord's table to receive a prayer of superiority in our life, or a position of pride and spiritual experiences and censorship, or a feeling of merit on our part in any form of thanking? Mary Jenner, as St. Paul would say, by no means. We approach the Holy Sacrament with the confession of the pedigree on our lips. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Our text continues. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Note here the plural sins and the present tense of the subjunctive confess, which denotes continuous action. Each day we are to that of lunar transgression. Here is the key to our acquisition of holiness. It is achieved not by denying sin, but by confessing sin, and by asking God for his forgiveness. Holiness and righteousness are attained not by our looking at ourselves, but by our looking at Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the deliverance that he won by his life and death, and sealed to us by his resurrection, there is pardon and perfection. God's perfection by his grace, not our perfection. When through faith we lay hold of his standing, then we stand as holy before God. God sees our sins no more, for they are covered by the righteousness which Christ gives. We are cleansed because of Christ, through faith, the gift of the Holy Spirit. This cleansing from sin is a continuous cleansing, hence the presence of Jesus that continuing to confess. For Dr. Martin Luther expresses that we daily sin much, and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. Daily we need to confess our sins before the throne of God, asking for his mercy, pardon, and cleansing. Each day we must turn to God for renewed strength and blessing. For most of us, our cleansing began at the time of our baptism. God's word, through the washing of regeneration, cleansed us of our sins. Through his word and sacrament of the altar, we are continuously cleansed of our unrighteousness. It is in this spirit of humility and confidence that we approach this table this morning, confessing our unworthiness and being assured at the same time that by God's grace,